completely is chart 37 there. You know, sometimes just sitting there and looking, you might overlook something on this chart. A little mark on this chart I want you to look at. This little question mark over here. You know what that means? That means my opponent has still doubt about 1 Corinthians 7. Over here he says, now we can plainly see, I don't have any doubt over here, I can read it. He cannot find permission for the innocent party to remarry in Matthew 19, verse 9. No, he can't. He's got to go elsewhere to find it. He can find permission for the divorce. Now, others to remarry, and here he has a question mark after that. That's admitting the possibility that it does teach it. Now, in charge, I'm not going to be charged, I just want to reply to them. 175, 176 are histories, commentaries. I'm not obligated to reply to that. But why did he use historians and commentary? He says Jack Freeman is wrong. In preserving marriages, he's wrong. Now, how can he prove Jack Freeman is wrong? Not to the Bible. So he drags out his commentaries, his history books. I told him before debate ever started, that's where he would go. He can't find in the Bible that what Jack Freeman teaches is wrong. So he goes to the commentaries. But then he says, now, according to these commentaries, that's what's wrong with us today. What Jack Freeman teaches, the commentaries say so. But you know, if he gets down to teach the alien, what must I do to be saved? He turns over to the book of Acts, 2:38, 3:18, and so on, or claims to. But he wants to prove that baptism is a burial. He leaves those commentaries alone. But he wants to prove his position on marriage, divorce, and remarriage. He has to have the commentaries. That's the only proof he can find in all this world. It's not in the Bible. He knows it. He has admitted it. If it was there, he wouldn't have introduced more than a dozen commentaries tonight. Not one written by a man guided by the Holy Spirit. And of course, I know not even written by a Christian. But even if it was, Christians can make mistakes when not guided by the Holy Spirit in their writings. Let's go back to that chart. I'm not allowed to introduce anything new. Let's go right back to chart number one. My chart number one. You know, he tries to get away from it. I'm not guilty because I'm not a Catholic. I didn't charge him being a Catholic. I charge him with teaching the doctrine of devils, and that's what he's teaching. The doctrine of devils is that which forbids marriage. The faith does not forbid to marry. That's what the Bible says here. 1 Timothy 4, 1-3. Those who give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils forbid to marry. The faith does not forbid to marry. Has my opponent forbidden people to marry? He says yes. He's shouted from the housetops. He wants me to go around breaking up marriages and forbidding those who have entered into some marriages to ever marry again. But he can't find book, chapter, verse for it, so he runs to the commentaries. He'll be running there in the last two nights of debate too, because he can't find what he believes there. Now, if you want to hear what the encyclopedias have to say, you want to hear what the history books have to say, you come listen to Brother Holbrook. If you're interested in what the Bible has to say, you listen to what I present. That's all I have to present. It's what the Bible has to say. God does not forbid marriage. My opponent does. It's that simple. Chart number 15. So we have time. We're just going back through these charts. A little material. That's all I have to present. God versus Holbrook. God to the alien. Repent, be baptized, every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Acts 2:38, look chapter and verse. My opponent to the alien. Repent, put away your spouse, be baptized, remain single the rest of your life. Did he give us look chapter and verse? No. Uh-uh. No, he grabbed about a dozen commentaries. That's what they say about it. That's not what Peter said about it. What a sinful member of the church. God said through Philip, repent and pray. Confess your sins, 1 John 1, verse 9. God is faithful to forgive us, 1 John 1, verse 9. To some sinful members of the church, my opponent says, repent, put away your spouse, remain unmarried the rest of your life. But did he give us any scripture? No. He drug out a dozen men, uninspired. Man, he will have to admit lied time after time on other matters pertaining to the Bible. But on this one time, he says they had to be telling the truth. He dragged those out. And put them in here for us. Put them in here and put them in here. Why, the history said it. The encyclopedia said it. His proposition said the scriptures teach. The scriptures teach. Now, brother, do you want a preacher that will quote encyclopedias and histories, commentaries, or do you want a preacher that will stand on the scripture with you? You have a choice. Repent, put away your spouse, remain unmarried the rest of your life. And others, he says, repent, remain unmarried the rest of your life, because they haven't remarried yet. So just repent, remain unmarried. And if you will sign your name to that contract, he will have you. But if not, you're not welcome. Down in West Columbia, Texas, where I'm by upon a preacher. Let's look at the next chart. Chart number 17, I believe it is. Again, contract. Demanding the impossible. Oh, he says, I don't do it. Now, you know what he said? He has the answer. I had on the next chart here, what shall we do? And finally, I said, ask over. Hey, didn't he give you the answer? Don't marry. That's the only safe course. Don't marry. He admits, you can't know these things. Oh, he said, you can know when your wife commits fornication. Jesus said so. Jesus didn't say you know when your wife commits fornication. He dealt with circumstances in which you do know. She may be guilty, you never know it. You'll die without finding it out. But you're demanding the impossible. And so what was his conclusion? Don't marry. Do the same thing, brethren. Don't ever marry. That's the only safe course you can follow. Now the Bible has never taught that. The only safe course is don't marry. Paul said the safe course to avoid fornication is marry. And he says the safe course is don't marry. Not at all if you can't know these things. Not till you can't know them either. Let's look at the next chart, number 18. Well, what proof would you demand? We get down here to Ron Holbrook, and he gave us. He gave us the cure. He gave us the answer, didn't he? Don't marry. You'll have to do that which is safe and what's safe. If you can't know these things, then the only safe course is don't marry. You talk about getting out of the Bible for answers for doctrine. Chart number 21. I want to show a contrast again. God on the one hand, Holbrook on the other. God said it's not good for man to be alone. Holbrook says, I don't care what God says, some have to be alone. God says it's better to marry than to burn. Holbrook says, I don't care what you say, Lord, some are going to have to burn. God says marriage is honorable. My opponent says, Lord, you don't know what you're talking about. There's some cannot do that which is honorable. It's not honorable for all people. Maybe for some, but not for all. God says to avoid fornication, marry. My opponent says, you can't use God's way to avoid fornication. Some of you can't. Some can, some can't. God says, if you're loose, you don't sin if you marry. My opponent says, some who are loose do sin when they marry. The gamut, the contrast. Over here, book, chapter, and verse. Book, chapter, and verse. Over here, histories, commentaries. My opponent's decision. Over here, book, chapter, and verse. This is God. Over here, Holbrook. He knew he couldn't prove it from the Bible. He knew it when he came. He'll know it when he leaves. He'll go home in his histories and preach them there, but he won't prove it there. Let's have chart number 28.
I don't have 28. Oh, good.
Mercy.
Mercy.
Mercy. Lord, be merciful to us. We need it, don't we? Well, we need it from God. Oh, I'm glad that I don't have to plead with Brother Holbrook tonight for mercy. He doesn't know what it is. He'll hold it against me the rest of my life regardless of what it is. And especially if anyone has ever committed fornication, God says there's sins and iniquities, but I remember no more. Hebrews 8, verse 12. My opponent will remember it, and it stands just like this. There's no way out of it. This person has committed fornication, has been divorced. And now, is he married or unmarried? He's unmarried. Now he obeys the gospel. Now as he's raised from the water, he's not guilty of any sin. You know, it's not the man's guilt my opponent is concerned with, really. It's the fact he was divorced. And he didn't obtain the divorce. His mate did, as Scripture read. But now he says, the Lord, I want to get married. Lord asked him, well, what's your marital state? Well, I was divorced on the ground of adultery. I don't have a wife. I've been loose from a wife. What's your spirit condition? I was just raised from baptism. Therefore, I'm not guilty of any sin. The Lord said, that's right. Well, he said, now, Lord, I would like to avoid fornication. The Lord says, to avoid fornication, have your own wife. And Holbrook comes right up and says, no, not this man, Lord. I remember back there 10 years ago, he committed fornication and his wife divorced him. The Lord said, I don't remember that. You see what mercy is? The Lord said, I don't remember that. Holbrook says, I do. So, Lord, you made a great mistake. This man could ever leave there. He's got to remain single the rest of his life. That's what he said tonight. There are no circumstances under which he could ever remarry. He must remain single. Why? Because He's guilty of fornication, or was, all with one breath. My opponent says, oh yes, God forgives him. He can be saved, he'd go to heaven. As long as he never remarried. God will forgive him on condition that he never remarries. And if he has remarried, he'll have to put away that mate before God will be merciful to him. But never did the apostles find book, chapter, verse. You can't find it. Never did they tell any man to put away a wife, woman to put away a husband. Never did they tell anyone you must remain single the rest of your life. But over and over, these first two nights, my opponent has done that.
Aye.
We thank you for attending.